Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. Thanks for joining us today for our another wonderful show with Annie Ford. I so look forward to these times with her. We have such a good time. And I think that, for the most part, we can really talk to as many people that are calling. So we're really excited about that. I'm going to see if she's on the line. So let me see if she's here. So hold on a second, everyone. Hi, Annie, is that you?
Yeah. Hi, Patty.
Hi, darling.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing really well. How are you today?
Oh, good, good. It's a beautiful Tahoe day. The sun is shining. We actually had snow yesterday, so here we have this, like, 63-degree day, and it's just so appreciated, you know. It's just
wow.
Nice. I know. It's been a crazy, crazy winter, or actually spring for us, so I'm so grateful to have some sun. It makes me really feel like spring is really going to happen, you know. So how are you? How's everything going there?
The weather's been fabulous here in good old New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey.
It's been very sunny and unseasonably warm, but it's been beautiful. Blue skies, everything's growing. It's really pretty.
Oh, yeah. So it's nice to see the spring happening. Well, we actually have a lot of callers online already. They came in early, so I really did want them to know that we're going to take your calls. I see them. I did talk to them, and we'll get to them pretty quick. So if there's anything else that's happening in your world that you'd like to talk about, we can just go over that with you. And if there's
my show, which airs on Thursdays, www.wifi1460am.com. My time is changing.
Oh.
It usually aired 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but now it's been moved to 5,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be for 2 hours still. It's 5 to 7. So any of my listeners that are on the call today,
mm-hmm.
or on the blog talk tonight,
mm-hmm.
Starting next week, I'll be on the air at 5 o'clock instead of 4.
Oh, so that's good to remind everyone, listening to,
And they can see all the changes on my website, which is the talkingangels.com.
Mm-hmm. So they can go there and find out about it.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Well, I just feel like the angels are really, I don't know if you've had this experience, but I just feel like they are just on fire, if they can be, I just feel them all the time. It's not without a second that every thought happens and just manifests itself. As quickly as I think something, the next thing, it happens. I don't know if you've been going through that, but it's really been an amazing week. I can't even tell you. It's just been like growth on many levels for my friends, lots of changing, but all in the really positive way. And I have to say the angels for me have been just holding true to being just my most precious and wonderful friends. And I'm sure you may have some stories about it, but I have to say that it has been without question that we are being guided and taken where we have to go. Do you feel that way, Annie, too?
Yes. I was going to say, it's funny you said that they're on fire, because that's the thought I just had. I was like, they are on fire. They've been full force around. I feel that there's been a great, I guess you could say, awakening to angels, especially in where I live. I noticed there was such a feeling of low energies around, and as soon as, of course, I'm going to say, when me and my co-host Rita started the show a year ago, we noticed a shift of a lot of light happening, and of course, it's all angel work.
I know, yeah, that's exactly what it's like. I see them, so when I see them, they are just, many more are coming in, and I'm thinking, wow, this is just the most amazing thing I'm witnessing. It feels like there's more on the planet, I don't know what that's about. I wonder if maybe we could ask that question, have more come through, you know. Possibly, you know, they come in all the time, and that's what we're getting, is more of a feeling of being surrounded by more angels, angelic beings. I don't know. I don't know if that's what I'm picking up on, but, I mean, really beautiful visions and dreams I've been having lately of just so, of just being loved and supported and any question answered and everything being just the way it's supposed to be. It's like very clear, you know, it's a very clearing, grounding feeling for a lot of people right now. And a lot of the things, the turmoil that they had in, a month ago seems to have dissipated a little. A lot of clients I have I just am feeling and seeing a lot more sense of peace and acceptance happening. I don't know if you're seeing that too, but I know that the angels are at work with this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So good, good, good. I'm so excited. They really, you know, have, you know, are being heard. And no, it's, for me, that has always been my dream for them, because they've been meant so much to me over the years. So I'm really grateful to have you to, you know, to have a voice through and to really give answers if people are having any questions. So as we're going to step into the questions, because I see that we probably should start taking callers, because then we can take more, you know.
Okay.
So I'm gonna take the first caller. Hold on a sec. Hi. Who are we talking to? Hi, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing, guys?
Oh,
just listening to you guys.
And we talk. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I'm enjoying this day. Actually, it's really nice outside.
Yeah, isn't it so nice? So is there anything that's been going on for you that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I have a question.
Okay.
First, my name is Sugar.
Uh-huh. Hi, Sugar.
And my question. Hi. My question is in regards to a relationship. I want to know, do you sense anyone new entering my life or anyone re-entering my life, unfortunately?
Now, you said re-entering. Are you right now, no one is in your life?
Right now, no, I'm with no one. I'm single. So I just want to know if someone new is coming in or someone.
Well, how long were you in your last relationship?
I was friends for about 6 years, and we were like, it was a weird kind of relationship because I live far. I live in Las Vegas now, and I'd say about a year or two.
Okay.
Year and a half.
Well, right now, my angels are telling me to tell you, they had told me to ask you, but something about you're going to have a little bit of a break right now. They want you to focus on yourself.
I've been focusing on myself for a long time.
I know, really? But you know, that's the thing. I think I feel like you. I feel your eagerness to be in relationship again, and it's a beautiful thing. And I think because if you just use that energy alone, and let that be the light that you shine out there, it won't have to be the old relationship. I know you want to go back, and I know that you know.
No, I don't.
You don't want to go.
No, not at all. I just wanted to know if the person was going to re-enter my life, because I do their friendship more than anything.
So you'd rather be friends than anything with this particular. Okay. And that would be, I think, the appropriate thing for that to happen is that you do re-enter again as friends. And I actually still, I see this happening, you know, pretty quickly. I still see that this is going to be like coming your way shortly. I think you will start to see and talk to this person again, have a kind of a reunion a little, but I really don't know if this is the best, you know, intimate relationship you could be in right now. So I do agree with Annie that, you know, staying kind of open for a new relationship is really what you need to do, is to kind of have that statement of I am ready and willing and open. to whatever the angels and for my highest good to be met with my next person that you come in.
Absolutely, because I've spent a lot of time with myself, a lot of time, and I've done a lot of soul searching, and I'm very spiritual and everything, and I just have a lot of love to share. I want to share love. I want to be with someone, have a long relationship, but I don't want to be with anybody, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's a few people that came my way, but I just don't want to be with anyone. I want to be with, to my standards, I won't settle for less, you know? Because I've done that with this person, the person prior now. So.
I do agree that you have been doing your work, and I know you're picky, and that's good. And I love that. That's going to really give you an opportunity to be choosy and not just take the first relationship that comes your way. But
you feel I'm going to see this, my friend again?
I do feel you are going to be running into this person relatively soon. I really feel that in my gut. I really get that you're going to be talking to her, and I get that it's going to be a good thing, okay? I mean, I really get you're going to get a friendship again, which is really beneficial. But I don't get that this one is the one for you, for the one you're looking for.
I know that life experience. I don't have to be a psychic for that.
yeah, and that's a good thing. So you already know
like
that.
But as for
the new one coming your way, I kind of get that you're going to be doing so many new things in yourself, like you're going to be venturing out in new things, going to school, learning something new within the next 2 years, that's going to take up a lot of your time. So that the relationship will have to be on the back burner for a little while. You know what I mean? And that's okay. That's really good, because I do get that if you just let your wings spread, that your spiritual body will take you in an avenue that you're going to be so much happier at doing something exciting, you know, like that you love to do, you know, that's nurturing and that feeds people and, you know, that's really who you are, that vibrates at a high level. So I really want you to kind of move on up into yourself and say, okay, Spirit, what do you want me to learn that I can even be better at and more fulfilled at, you know? And I know that's coming first. That's what I feel for you. That's going to be coming first. And then the relationship will equal where you're at spiritually and in your joy and in your happiness. You will find that person will come to you and be attracted to this vibrant being that's doing, like, you know, that's coming from that spiritual place that you're in. So let's look for that. Let's go with that.
I can tell you a little, this is what I got right away. This is a little bit of information. It's not in detail. Do you like to shop?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I love shopping. I just called my mom and asked her, can I go to the mall? Yeah.
Well, if there's a store that if you go to, this is what they just told me. There's a store that you frequently go to. There's somebody there that you're supposed to meet. I don't know what store, though, but it's a store that you like to shop in. You keep going back there.
I got to check out 4 stores.
So there, right away the angels were saying, she loves shopping, so tell her to go to that store she really loves, and there's someone waiting for her. And I was trying to get a name, but nothing came in.
And I was just getting a name. I was getting a name, begins with a B, and that's coming around you, like. It's a weird. It sounds like an interesting name, you know, like Brendan, Brianna, something like that. It's a really interesting name. So, it's a name you don't hear much. So, all I'm saying is, it's a name like that that's coming your way that maybe you'll know a little bit about. But I really am. You are sugar. You know, the spirit gave you a perfect name, sugar, because you are so sweet.
Thank you.
And you are love. And I know that is what is the truth of you. But I do know that right now in your world, that it's not the right and perfect time for the right and perfect, you know, person to come to you. So know that. That's okay. And you can be happy in the moment and say, you know, I'm going to be working on myself. I'm going to be going back to school. I'm going to be learning. You know, I have a feeling, it's about nurturing. So nurturing would mean food to me, would mean art to me, would mean music to me. Those three things are very nurturing to yourself and to other people. So I really want you to kind of explore those avenues.
I totally will take in everything you just said to me, like literally, and take everything in.
You got it.
I have, regarding my old friend, her, like, is it? Oh, you think that will be okay for us to be friends, or does she still have really strong feelings for you? Like,
I do. I really think it's a sweet friendship.
I don't want to like tamper with her and then just
It feels like a very sweet friendship to me, and I think that it's okay for you, but I think that you have to have your boundaries set, you know, because you are so willing and open, and I don't really get that there's an available person there for you, so I really want you to be careful with that one, okay, because getting back involved, even as a friendship, might draw you back in to things that you might, you know, to a relationship that's not good for you. So really be careful with that one, okay? I know it's tempting, you know what I mean, when you get back and you know somebody so well and you're kind of back in the groove of knowing and talking every day. It's a lot.
I kind of got my mind set on that. Like, this is not going to happen. I did so much, like, in my mind is set that. I just wanted to know that because I know, like, I don't want to, like, if she still have, like, really strong feelings, I'm going to always love her, but it's never going to be like, I'm totally not in love with her. Like,
Right. And that's a good thing. I really think that, you know, you are now deciding what's best for you. And in that, you have to really get grounded and get really centered and know that relationship is like, I always believe this, a good relationship has to come when you are in the best relationship with yourself and spirit first. You know, and so that does take a little time. It really does to really get yourself feeling so happy every day that you just woke up, you know, and that you're doing what you're supposed to do and you're learning what you want to learn. And it's exciting every minute. That, to me, is the best time to meet the right person, because energetically you are at the highest point your energies can be at. So I really want that to be in your world before the next person shows up. And I really get that spiritually and energetically, that's what will work for you, you know? It will work to better the situation for you, in a sense, you know, that it really will be forever for you, you know? Yeah.
Is that all you guys both are done? Is that it?
Yeah. Well, do you have anything else, Annie, that you're feeling?
No, unless she wants to use, of course, the Archangel of Love is Archangel Shamuel. That's Shamuel.
Mm-hmm.
You can call on that angel and say, help me bring love to my life. And you could put it out there. And it's simple like that. Just say, angel of love, send me love.
Okay, perfect. I will definitely do that. Angel of love, send me love.
There you go. We just did it.
Yeah, we just did it. Yeah, absolutely, Sugar. Hey, nice to talk to you, and you can stay on the line and listen, but we're going to go to the next caller, okay?
Yes, I want to stay on the line. Thank
you,
guys. So
thank you, Sugar. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. And hi, you're welcome to Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
Hi.
Hi.
I have to say something. I have to say, Shamuel, angel of love, send me and Sugar some big love. Some big, big love. She read my mind, and I adore her. It's funny because sometimes she and I call. It's weird. It's like we're magnets. Her soul is some magnet because she's always calling into a show at the same time that I am. It's really weird. I know she's probably laughing right now.
Oh, that's cool. And you're from different areas.
Yes.
That's interesting. Well, see, so, you know, your vibrations are matching each other, so you would be able absolutely to help each other, you know, with this situation. So
both put
the energy out there for each other, and it's like a prayer being, you know, sent to somebody. It's very powerful. So is that your question about yourself and your
I want, yeah, I desire to have a mate, but more of a permanent mate, not just a fun mate, you know, someone
yeah.
who's more of a permanent for a marriage partner, and hoping that to bring that person in, and was hoping the angels, when the angels could, if the angels could give me some advice.
Sure, I am. What do you?
What's your name?
It's Audrey.
Audrey.
Yeah.
Hi, Audrey.
Hi.
Well, let's see. Where are you calling from, Audrey?
I'm in Southern California.
Okay. Have you been in, are you in a, well, I guess I'm going to ask, are you in a relationship, or how long have you, when was your last one?
Well, I don't even know if I would count it a relationship, but I was dating somebody briefly. At least I thought I was dating them, but apparently they didn't think they were dating me. It was one of those weird things that was a real painful experience for me. That was back in around the holidays, and so it ended right after the first of the year, right after January 1st. So it's been several months. I've had time to heal from that kind of a betrayal from a dishonest person I was involved with, very dishonest. But yeah, I've had time to heal from it. So, and like I said, we only dated for 5 weeks, so it was just an intensity, though. There was an intense connection until I found out that he was definitely someone I wouldn't want to be with.
Well,
it feels like a betrayal comes up. I'm going to do a card for you and see what comes up. So is it possible that you have created a pattern that attracts a certain type of guy?
I would say that that pattern is finished now,
okay.
Definitely. But I would say
but it
that,
had been going on.
But
okay.
Well, yeah, because that last person was complete validation. He was every bad boy type, unavailable
mm-hmm.
person with even 10 times. It was like everybody that ever had a problem
mm-hmm.
or dysfunctional problem. If you put it, if you made a list of each person, he had all of them. Under one, in one human being.
Oh, boy. So he was like the boil.
It
the
was
big
like...
boil of consciousness that you said, oh, wow, I have to look at this one. Yeah. And the universe will do that. It really does. Has it so pronounced in front of you that there's no way that you can't see that you're doing a pattern, that you're doing a pattern
right.
of unavailability or picking the bad guy or picking a married guy or picking whatever. And it's the lineup. You know, I would say energetically we are set to see a lineup of energy. So if I was to say, you know, to girlfriends that date alcoholics, I could give them 10 people, and I know they would pick out the alcoholic to go out with. Because
well, that was the first time I was with an alcoholic. He,
yeah.
he that was one of his issues
okay.
amongst many others. But
yeah, that one just came up for me, that alcoholic.
Uh-huh.
So what we're getting then is you are attracted, and you may have an energy that's in you that is like a Mother Teresa energy.
Yes.
Yeah. You have a very
it's
big...
in my chart, actually.
Yeah, okay. That's
uh-huh.
why I'm picking this up. Okay. So what we're getting is that you get this Mother Teresa instinct that says, I can help you.
I can heal you.
Yeah, I can
Let me
heal
fix
you.
Let me fix it. Mm-hmm.
Right. So then, of course, the energy shows itself because that energy, when you choose to love, you're going to have to be really conscious of not loving through your Mother Teresa. Okay?
Right.
If I can picture her with her hat on and everything and picture her in you, when you pick up on, when you go into a room or a bar, any place you're going to go that men would see you, I don't want you to be, you know, put Mother Teresa out in a sense. I want you to put the goddess, the queen goddess that lives in you. The one
mm-hmm.
that is looking for her mate, okay, that
mm-hmm.
has a very powerful energy, that is very sure of herself, that knows that she needs someone also that way, that's very confident and extremely kind of almost, I'm almost going to say conceited a little. I'm not going to
I was thinking
word.
Diva when you
yeah,
said
be,
that.
You know,
like
yeah,
a diva.
I want you to pull her out of you. And that is who I want you to walk into a place, and then you are going to attract with that energy. Because if you know you have it going on, then you can then say, okay, Mother, come over here. I'm going to put you aside. I'm going to take a breath. I'm going to breathe this new energy in, and I'm going to just sit with her and see how she feels. She may like pink lipstick, and I want you to put the pink lipstick. I want you to put her on purposely. Okay? I want you
to. Oh, I already wear pink.
Okay. You know, I mean, make an intention to set her free. This new energy that is powerful, confident, and that is willing to attract the healthy, together energy that matches her. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to really do a little bit of work here because you might not know how to work with her. So it's going to take you a little time to kind of say, well, you know, she likes this scarf. I'm going to wear this scarf because when I wear this scarf, I feel her energy more in me. Okay? Something that represents her. You have to play with this one and do this one to actually have her start to pick out energetically and be the draw, in a sense, the beacon for the energy to come to you. That's really the one that you want, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you continue on the Mother Teresa track, you're going to always be getting the guys that need fixing.
And yeah, I won't do that anymore.
You know,
it's
not your fault. It's just what energy you have. You have a beautiful, nurturing, loving energy that does like to help. You know, it really feels good when it can. So it's nothing wrong with, but we don't want that to be the one that's in relationship, you know? So all I have to say is this one, if you can tweak it a little and be very, very grounded.
Okay, here's my little devil advocate on this one, okay? What's your opinion of this, of the read on this, where, okay, I can do that, okay? I know how to do that energy already, what you're talking about.
Okay, good.
But it seems to be, because I am a Capricorn, so already I have an aloofness and a shyness about myself as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if I am interested, I usually won't show it because that's one of those things where it's the cross between being cool and aloof and then shy anyways. And then I don't go to bars anyways. I quit that because the last guy that I told you about, he was there at a bar. So it pretty much freaked me out for good to go into a bar. So those days are gone unless it's a group scenario or a special occasion. You know what I mean? You're not going to find me there anymore.
Okay.
Because there's too many drunks. I don't want to be around them, you know. And so, you know, I guess what I'm concerned about is throwing off this air that I'm just totally unattainable by this kind of attitude that you're talking about.
Well,
because already men are very intimidated by me, very intimidated, just by the way I look, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. And I know that that can be an issue with some guys. You know, they would be intimidated because, you know, beauty is.
Then they're not the right guy, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know.
And if they have already if they already have a feeling just by how you look, how you're going to be, then they have not evolved. You know.
Right.
And you really don't want them in your life. So, the energy that will push through, in a sense, all that stuff will be strong enough to not be any of those things, to just see you as this amazing woman that they're so grateful to be with, you know? And that's something you have to believe, that when that energy sees you, they're not going to feel anything but just joy that they met you.
Right. And they'll have to be very secure with themselves.
Yeah.
Whereas
and
the last guy was super
while
jealous.
I just while we were talking, I had a voice tell her to meet, to tell at least five people you know well that you would like them to keep their ears and eyes open for you.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I want you to kind of pick five people that you admire, that you like, that you respect their relationships that they're in, and then say, you know, I was told by someone that you may know someone that's best for me. Because the energy of what we admire holds the energy of what we could get, right? So it's like water seeking itself. So if you think about it, the people that you admire or people that you know that have relationship or that you even like their energy, they're really strong, powerful women or men, those are the ones that will bring you the matching energy. what you want.
I know
so,
what you're saying.
Yeah.
Those people, unfortunately, they don't live. They live on opposite ends of the coast. They don't live near me. I don't have any friends that are near me. And every time I try to make a new girlfriend, she gets catty and jealous and competitive, or she's not spiritual, or I'm just tired of that, too. You know what I mean? The same thing with men happens with women. With me, it's like, it's tough.
It's
really tough.
This time and people are more isolated, I think, too, in friendships as they get older. They're I don't know what that's about. But all I have to say is that even if these people don't live right where you are, the conversation and the energy that you'll put towards even talking to them again, the people that are like-minded, like even going to a Unity church or someplace that really connects to your spirit, I mean Church of Science or someplace that's, you know, that has a vibration that's like you, or if you go to, you know, Sylamar or someplace like that, that's where the energy is going to really thrive for you and be connected to who you are as this beautiful spiritual being. And I hate to say that's why it's taking you so long, because that is what you are going to be looking for, you know, and it's not so quick and easy to find that particular energy that you're looking for. But I do believe that the angels are working with you. I know that they're there. I know that you're being heard. I know that, you know, it feels really ripe to me. It feels like almost there to me. I'm getting that feeling like it's coming.
So I do
like
too.
Yeah, I feel like it's right around the corner for you, Audrey. I don't think it's far away, but I do get that that it will be in those that particular framework of where you're going to be that's going to find you, you know. So I always say, if you tell five people what you want, five people you admire, what you're looking for, the vibration starts to get set in the universe.
Tell five people?
Yeah, five people. I mean, if you can, tell ten. But I go with five. Five is enough for me. It's a small, you know, unit of energy when you're in five, you know. So I would tell five people, maybe some relatives, somebody that you love, that loves you, if you can find.
There's no living relatives. They're all gone. They're all on the other side. They're all helping me with my career. And, well, I guess they're helping me find the person maybe too. I mean, I know I deserve somebody really wonderful, especially after what I've been through with just a very, very, you know, tyrant, abusive, just not good, you know, just messed up people that really needed a lot of help, you know, that I really should have invoiced for dating them for services.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about it.
Well, Annie, do you feel anything coming your way?
Well, the angels, sure, they've been hearing your prayers. You've been asking for a lot of help, and what now is happening is, if you're getting any repetitive thoughts or they're telling me you are very controlling. You need to release that from you. When you were talking about how you go into a room and people are intimidated by you, you go into a room, you need to put that guard down and let it in. They've been sending you messages here that anything that you get repetitive, they want you to follow that, because they're actually opening the gates for you to show you to your new relationship that's just waiting for you. Because they're telling me that you had, there's a little bit of clutter in your life, as in you need to just sit back, relax, and just take in the nature of life.
I've been doing a lot of nature walks. Actually, that's a good way to meet someone, walking along the ocean, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I've been walking along the ocean, admiring people's pets and looking at them and people watching. And, you know, I'll smile if somebody smiles at me. I don't care if they're, what age they are. But I'm not flirting with people there, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, I know one archangel that you should call on is Archangel Michael also. I know we talked about Shamuel, because is the angel of love. But I'm getting that they told me they are giving you messages. They're sending you these repetitive, they're trying to answer you for what you want. And you need to just take a little meditation, not even 3 minutes a day. just sit down, take three deep breaths, and just be.
Sit down, three deep breaths.
Mm-hmm.
Three deep breaths.
And then you just say, okay, angels, what messages do you have for me? Because really, the answers are within you.
Okay.
And me and Patty were talking about how the angels are coming in full force. They want you to know that, yes, you can rely on them, but you can also, it's within you. If you just look into your heart, the answers are there.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to see if there is anyone that you will. They kept showing me you're going to be going for some kind of trip, of a car trip, like a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
That could mean I think they were showing me that maybe you need to go to some kind of just to go have fun. Nature's been coming up a lot, so I'm thinking you need to go maybe on some kind of nature trip.
Like a Sylmar is a nature place, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is a nature trip, and you do you mean driving somewhere for a nature
to
trip?
To drive there, and then yes.
Yeah. I see it.
They see that coming up?
Yeah.
One thing that's been on my mind is I really love, because I love Native American medicine ways, because that helped me heal when I lost my mother in her 20s. I studied with a gentleman named Johnny Moses up in Washington, Canada. And I went to sweat lodges a lot and did the ceremonies and things like that. And it really, I love the sweat lodges.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's what
I don't know if
they
that's
were
it,
showing but... me. Maybe they were showing me that you're going to be going on another one.
Mm-hmm.
And
because that's
nature. Where you're going to meet someone.
You never know. That would be a cool way.
You know, I just see that around you, though. I do. I keep seeing you are at a place. It's a spiritual gathering, like a unity church or even a workshop, and this particular gentleman is there. I see him. And
wow.
Yeah, I do. I see him around you. I know that's where you'll meet him and connect with spirit to spirit kind of with. And I really know that that's really what you need to, like you said, I don't want to be in a bar and I don't want to do this and I want to meet him in the place that I exist in, which is my true spirit, you know. And so if it is the Native American that is drawing you, check it out, you know, find out if there's anything going on around your area or, you know, in Asilomar or even just someone you really like that you want to go online and see if they're having a workshop. I just know.
What is Asilomar? Is that on the West Coast?
Asilomar
as well?
It's a retreat center. It's
a retreat center.
They have a lot of speakers that come in there. And
like they have one in Northern California called Spirit Rock.
Yeah.
You heard of Spirit Rock?
Yeah, so maybe something like that. Spirit Rock, I would just go online and check and see if they have any really somebody that is saying, come, you know, you'll know. Maybe
just,
even a guru that you need to go see.
Or a talk or a lecture.
I want you to, that's where I'm getting that the angels are trying to tell you to just be quiet and listen, because then it will come to you where you have to go.
Yeah, and then my guard is down because I'm in my element.
Yeah.
I'm in my element. I'm able to talk and be grounded and not have this, you know, protective wall and machine guns out that looks controlling. You know what I mean? The Capricorn thing.
Right, right. And you will be in that peaceful, more open place that Annie was talking about, you know,
mm-hmm.
without that, you know, without the concern about all that, you know. I really know that if you just sit down and say, okay, send me what I need to look into. The next thing, somebody will talk to you about it. Next thing, you'll read about something. You'll say, oh, I'm going to go to that New Age. You know, I think in May they have a You Can Do It conference in San Diego. You could check that out. I mean,
oh, yeah, I went to it in Vegas once several years ago.
Yeah, there's so many things that are coming around your area that I would totally look into, because I just know that. And his name begins with a B. I have a
what was that?
His name begins with a B. I just
like Brian.
It. Yeah, I do. I so think about this is
Brian or Brandon or something like that.
Yeah.
I've heard that before. Somebody got a Brian before.
I mean, it is so clear. I know that if you just sit quietly, let the angels take you. Don't you take you? You know what I mean? Don't you get in control again over this one? Because you might use your brain to say, "Oh, that's what they meant."
Too analytical. My Virgo rising.
Yeah,
it
and then it won't really be the place to go. So I really want you to, like she said, 3 minutes a day, even maybe longer than that, and just wait for, okay, where do you want me to go?
Brad,
let the angels take you.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And see where the angels guide me to go.
Yeah. And then if it's like if you don't get anything clear, just ask the question again. And then if you happen to be at a coffee shop and someone says, "Oh yeah, I went here," and I want you to really listen to the energy around you, because it may just be coming into you, even through conversation or something that comes on your email that says, "Wow, that's interesting," something like that. Someone on Facebook.
Just be open and aware of things.
Yeah, it's definitely that I'm seeing. You're at a place. There's lots of love and sharing. It's a good vibration feeling. You're learning something you want to learn. You're expressing something that feels good to you. Native American feels real good to me when I think of you doing that. Yeah, absolutely. And it's coming, but I really get that you can't use your mind with this one. You can't try to organize it and figure it out and go.
Logic,
It's not going to come in for that. It's not coming in at that frequency. It's coming in through your heart. So you're gonna feel it. You're going to say, oh, that feels good. I don't know why I'm going to go there, but I'm going to go there. So bring it down. Bring the energy more into that frequency. That will take you someplace new.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Yeah, I just know what's happening here.
Well,
and I have a sense that you are going to be, I just saw you, and I don't know if this makes any sense. I saw you on Deal or No Deal. Is that possible?
You gave me the chills. I might end up doing that. I am an actress, and I do little sideline gigs, and I've been auditioning for stuff.
And I saw you holding one of the suitcases
with
one of the girls. Yes,
I would do it, too.
Okay,
I've submitted myself a couple times, so you never know. They might call sometime.
I just saw that so clearly, Audrey. I can't even tell. Three times it came.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
You're good.
So, okay,
I am
getting this so clear.
Because
so
that's me. I'm one of those girls.
Okay.
You got me pegged.
All right. Well, I am very glad about this. But I'm
I'm tall, blonde, blue, Scandinavian. I'm like what was her name? Sharon Tate type. Before
so
that happened
not?
To her.
That is totally kind of
or
way.
James
sure.
Bond or whatever. But yeah,
don't
I would
on that. If that's what you would want to do, I see you getting that. So if there is another audition or whatever they do for that, keep your eyes open for that, because that could be next thing. I really get. I saw you. I thought, oh, that's her doing. That's interesting.
Oh, how
but,
funny!
Yeah,
funny.
Yeah. So I'm happy that we're on the right track with you. That means
you
that we
are.
All things.
You got
yeah.
me pegged.
Great.
I love that. Well, this has really helped me to just really follow my nature, love, and my spiritual values and meet somebody spiritual. So be open to that.
Is there a Unity Church near you?
I'm not sure. I know there's a Church of Religious Science, which I have enjoyed those in the past.
Okay.
But one day I tried to go to one. There is one on San Juan Capistrano, in Religious Science. And I was really impatient that day. I got really upset that I couldn't find it. Nobody picked up the phone. It was one of those bad days, and I never made it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I never went again because I was so upset that nobody was available to help me find the place because I was running late. And I don't know,
do a little homework for that one. Just go online or go into your phone book and find out where, because I have a feeling that your people, it's like you're looking for your tribe. I keep getting that tribal feeling. And it really feels like you are looking for your tribe. You have been alone on this journey for long enough, and you're looking for your tribe. And so I really get that that's where you need to go. And when you find your tribe, you're going to find everything in the spiritual way that makes you feel connected and a part of.
My soul tribe, right?
Yeah, your
soul
tribe. And so I have a feeling with that the Church of Science is good, or Unity. So if there is something like that going around your area or close to it, look into it. Really purposely look into that for now. And I have a feeling it will start to fill you up, so you will start to feel your connection to this source, this higher source that's always with you through other people. And
yeah, because my connection right now is only through people like you, bless your heart, your angels on the BTR, that I talk to different people here and there. But I can't see you and gather with you because you're in another state,
Right.
You know what I mean?
But this is the whole thing. That's why, you know, that's why I set forth on this particular, you know, to have the show. It's because I knew that we would be remembering with our tribe, with our bigger tribe.
Where are you located?
I'm in Lake Tahoe, South.
Oh,
Lake,
you're
in,
I love Lake
California,
Tahoe.
Yeah. But you know, this is the thing. As you start to spread out your wings and let the angels take you to where your tribe is, your feeling of feeling kind of, I almost get a sadness around you, and it's not, it's a sadness, a longing more so than a sadness, a longing to be with your soulmate is so strong. It almost makes me cry. It makes me feel like you have been waiting patiently for it, and I know that the angels want this for you. I mean, Annie, don't you get that? They're saying, yes, 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 we're trying. So I really want you to stay quiet and just go out, check it out around you where you know the spirit is good, you know?
I'm not going to miss out on him. I mean, there's no way. Spirit is always on time, right? Spirit is on time.
Always on time, and not in our time. That's what we have to really know. But the willingness is there for you. I do feel it. I do feel that you have done some work. You have seen patterns that got you into trouble. So you're not going there anymore. So you're in a good place, you know, that's out of the need of it. You know, you're not needing it to make your life complete. You know, that's a whole nother place. You don't want to love from the need of it. You want to be loved from the confidence and from your beautiful, powerful self that you are. So that's what I see for you. And that may, you know, in a sense, that does take God's time, not our time, when that happens for us, you know. So blessings, Audrey. I know it's coming. I do want you to do some homework and don't feel like you're just sitting around waiting. Do some, you know, get out there.
I'm going to be on my internet looking around for the sweat lodges and the different spiritual
and check the Unity Church around you. I bet it's a nice big one. And I bet it has some good speakers like Marianne Williams. I think she has a church down there. I mean, you could totally get immersed in the energy and the kind of consciousness of higher vibration thinking that you are. So I want you to look for that and look for your tribe, okay? And only you can know when you find it, you know. But I know that if you just put a little energy, the angels will do the rest, you know. For sure. Oh, wait, I'm going to take the next caller.
Well, thank you so much, both of you.
Okay.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Audrey.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye, love.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, who are we talking to? Hello, who are we talking to? Hello? Oh, hold on. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Are you on? Okay. Oh, got one more.
Hello.
Hello. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is from New Jersey.
Okay.
Yes. Hi. Hi. Who are we?
Hi. I have a question. I just started or am going to be starting a new journey into a 7-month course into an angel ministry to be an ordained minister, and I wanted to find out if there's any messages for me from the angels.
What's your name?
Lorraine.
Lorraine, hi. Thank you for your call, Lorraine. And you want to know what your angel has for you today?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, that's exciting what you're doing.
I'm very excited about it. I'm a little nervous, though.
Sure. Okay. And this is already in the works. It's in the plant. You have it set up.
Yes, I'm enrolled starting May 3rd. I'm also going for my Reiki master on May 8th, my birthday.
Wow.
Oh, wow. So you have a birthday coming up. Okay. Well, you're definitely on the right path of this because you have a very special gift. So you're going, you've probably been nudged quite a bit to doing this.
Well, I've been doing this for about 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a master reader, did a number of courses, and like I said, I'm a level 2 Reiki practitioner going on to the master's.
Okay, so you'll be becoming a teacher. Okay. Well, you're on the right path for sure. You're definitely listening to your inner, to your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just pulled that too.
Hang on. I'm trying to see. Are you... I'm just showing, I see, this is what I'm seeing. I see the angels clapping their hands. They're very pleased with you. Everything's in divine order. You are on your chart. You are meant to be doing this. Just keep on doing it. It's, I'm getting that you're definitely surround yourself with people that are interested in the same thing, people that are not into what you're getting yourself following your path. You will stay clear of them because they will definitely bring you down, but I just see them clapping for you, just clapping. I got a name for you, your angel's name. Would you like your angel's name?
Yes, please.
I got Claire.
Claire.
Her name is Claire. She wants to say hello. And
hello.
If you ever want to talk to her, address her by name.
Okay.
She's always with you. She's actually been assigned to you on this path. So she's been around you for quite a while.
Okay.
So does that answer your question? Did you get anything, Patty? Or
interesting. I was getting a lot of other things.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna just say what I saw. Psychic awareness, divine soul came up for me, which it means that you are doing and you are using your psychic awareness, and you have been doing that pretty much your whole life. So, welcome, and they call you a warrior guide, which is an interesting thing. So it feels like this particular lifetime for you has been about being the warrior, being like the one to kind of step forth and kind of get it, get deeper into the spiritual knowing that you have. And it's, I'm going to say knowing because it's really like you already know what you're learning, right?
I've always been intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid of it and back away from it, and now it's come full circle again.
Mm-hmm. Right, so that's why they're calling you the warrior guide, because you had to push through, in a sense, the situation of your birth, which means, when I think about that, it means that you were not allowed to experience your spiritual self at the depths and at the level of understanding that you knew. So you pushed to the side for a very long time. That's what it's telling me. And for the first time in your lifetimes, I'm going to say that, you are able to come forward. And this is a very powerful time for you. It's also a scary time, and I'm getting that you have a little fear about it because it's big. It's big. It's big on many levels, because when you think about speaking your truth, the one that really is your divine truth, it goes against a lot of the things religion, in a sense, had to say about it. You know what I mean? So it's a little scary. You know what I mean? It actually goes against what mother, father taught you, what school taught you, with a lot of things. So there is a sense of fear around it. That's what I'm picking up. But you know that that's just for that moment. So I know that you know that there's nothing to be afraid of. Only good things are going to happen when you embrace this completely and take on, in, like a warrior, the learning that's going to be, in a sense, coming your way. But it's really, I don't even get that it's something that you're going to learn. It's just something you're going to remember.
I I feel like there's a piece of information that I'm missing that needs to come forward, or there's something else that I don't have the whole puzzle yet. Mm-hmm. Do you get any information about that?
Yeah, okay. Well, it's interesting because this is a new place, in a sense, in yourself, a lot of the old stuff that was, like, be there when you came in, I'm going to say past life stuff, is still kind of floating around. So you're going to really have to stay very present with the real person that is doing this work, okay? That's a new person in you. That's one that you're going to give her a different name. I almost feel like you have to give her a different name, okay? You have to accept her into your world and allow her to be heard, okay? So even if it comes that you have to give this person, the new one that's going to be being the angel reader, I want you to give her a different name. I want you to give her the name that she really is. Do you get a name, Annie? I almost see her around her. It's almost an energy that...
I can't... The only thing that came in was this angel. Her name's Claire. Maybe let me ask. She was assigned to her to on her journey that she's been doing
mm-hmm.
with all this work. I'm thinking maybe it's an archangel that's stepped
yeah.
in.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. Okay, so what I would say is to really sit down with this one and meditate and find out the name of the in a sense, this new part of yourself that's emerging, okay? Because it definitely has another kind of energy to me. That will answer some of your questions. That will also root you a little deeper into what you're doing, you know?
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. I lost a granddaughter at 9 months in utero, and I feel that she is with me. Could that be the energy?
Was her name going to begin with a letter A?
No, her name was Kaya.
Kaya. Kaya. Clear. Isn't that interesting? Clear, Kaya. You're getting kind of a vibration to the angelic realm. That's interesting. And Kaya was never born. Never had life. She just was a 9-month being, right? So.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
Well, you know, I have a feeling that her energy is the one that you can call on to help you do your work, or do you call on her? Because I think that she still has grown with you, you know, if you know what I mean. She's grown, and she's not a baby anymore. She's actually a pretty light being now.
Uh-huh.
So you can use her, Kaya, as your guide, and that's what she's telling. That's what I'm getting. I've been there, she's saying. I've been there. So I'm getting that she's been with you, and you can use her at any time to help you with any question that you're having, because Kaya has probably been your guide. Yeah. That feels really right to me. I just got
yeah,
chills.
At Christmas time, when we had a family gathering at mm-hmm. her parents' house, there were orbs all over the place, and we since then had her brother born into the family, and there were orbs right smack on him and me, and I felt that was her.
Yeah, so she's, well, the orbs, I don't, you know, I get that she is a full force guide, so that might be other guides that came in
right.
with him. That's what I'm getting, yeah. Those are just other entities that came in with that being that you picked up on. You know, there are many guides, and I think angelic realm, sometimes I see orbs too, but they're not the archangel ones, but they're just like they have a sense of light around them. So I'm getting that she has many. This particular being that just came in has a lot of beings around her, including her, you know, the sister in a sense, you know. So, and this is what I think that is that the question? She's asking me, what's the question? So what is the question about maybe she can help you, what she's asking?
The question is, I feel that there's something that God wants me to do and the angels want me to do in this ministry, and what is it?
Mm-hmm.
The question, I believe, is it's actually been answered. When I zoned in on you, Lorraine, the angels just kept saying, she's doing it. Whatever you're doing, exactly what you're doing is mm-hmm. what you need to be doing. You're enhancing your studies.
Mm-hmm.
You are continually doing the work that, as you explained to me, you're going to be signed. It's in a few weeks, right?
Right. So, well, I know I'm a healer, and I've done that my whole life. But, I mean, I feel like there's something else that they want me to do on a grander scale than what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can understand that feeling. There is a huge awakening happening, as you know, and a lot of forces from all over the world are joining in, and we're all going to be merging soon. You're just a piece of that puzzle. So your work is exactly, you are on target according to your chart of what you're doing, okay? You're just, once everybody starts merging with all their talents and all the healing and all the good work we're all doing here, even me and Patty on the with being on Blog Talk Radio, we are just a piece of that puzzle. And there, I mean, if you want to enhance more of your abilities, but you are absolutely doing what you're supposed to be doing. I mean, if you want to go more, do you volunteer and go to, I know a lot of messages that the angels have been sending me is people that are in situations where they're very ill.
Right.
They
right.
want, there's many, need, there's much need for that.
Okay. Well, I'm actually the Reiki master that's, going to bring me to the next level is the head of a volunteer scenario where she had headed the project in the hospital for people who have cancer and also dialysis, and I'm going to get involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be volunteering in that way. You know, I definitely believe, you know, you have to give and in order to receive, you know, and it has to be balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a giver in nature anyway.
Mm-hmm. So are you, my question then, do you feel fulfilled yourself doing this
right.
work?
Mm-hmm.
Do I feel fulfilled? Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So you feel as much as you are giving, you are receiving.
Well, yeah, I think it balances out somewhat.
Okay.
I think what's happening is, have you been lately releasing things from you, like old habits have you been leaving behind old habits and starting all new ventures?
Yeah, I'm trying to
or are you keeping old habits still with you and doing new things? You're stuck and you think it's something that you need to do more of. Your work that you're doing, the angel work, that's great.
in order to totally submerge yourself into angel work, you need to release old patterns from you, meaning old patterns as old habits that just
right.
don't, that they don't serve your higher good anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I
right.
think you may need some clearing, like some chakra clearing from your crown, your third eye.
Mm-hmm.
You may be, I'm just sensing something you're not, you are doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Well,
yeah.
I'm told that I'm very sensitive and that I bring a lot of people, I carry the energy from
mm-hmm.
other people.
Well, you're an empath and you need protection.
Yeah.
You need to just say, you know, surround yourself with the white light of Holy Spirit. Archangel Michael, place your blue cloak of protection. You
mm-hmm.
need, you're involved in the holistic industry, right?
Right.
There's many places I know, and you said you live in New Jersey, right?
Right.
There's many places, holistic places in New Jersey who provide, I mean, you can even, there's crystals you can wear. Black tourmaline is good for protection.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a lot of, there's flower essences, you know,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I keep getting too, Lorraine, is that you, to do this work, you have to fill yourself up first with all that you need. And that means a healthy diet, a healthy way of being in the world, and don't take on other people's energy, because that will blow you right out of the water if you're going to do that. You know that, right? So
I mean, it's not, I don't do this deliberately. This
yeah,
is
but it just
happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I do Reiki to myself daily. I'm in Reiki shares where, you know, I get the Reiki done in the shares. I just bought crystals, and I'm trying to figure out how to work with them. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I am trying to progress. I talk to Michael all the time, and
mm-hmm.
I cut my cords,
mm-hmm.
you know, and ask him to clear me. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I really, as far as that goes, don't know what else I can really do.
Mm-hmm. What do you have any suggestions, Annie? I know what I do, and that is over the years of doing this kind of work, and I've been in the healing arts for about 25 years, so I've been in many levels of it, you know, and I do one-on-one body work with people, and I do one and now with this. So I realize that if energetically I don't really ground myself, I mean, if I just think that I've done it and I really haven't done it, then I carry with them, with myself, even into dreamland, that person's work. And I start doing their work for them. And I realized that I really had to stop doing this. I had to learn how not to do this. And that's what I'm getting for you. You really need to learn that in a sense, work. It's how to protect yourself. In a sense, from being too vulnerable and too open, because there is too open where it can hurt you, okay? And then
right.
you get, then you're getting, and it shows up when you're doing this as extra weight. Your body actually starts to gain weight because it's protecting itself energetically,
okay.
And it just happens. And when you're not doing your work, in a sense, your body will act as almost a shield against the energy that's coming at you. So all I have to say is that will be a sign when you start gaining a little weight that you haven't been grounding yourself and letting the energy work through you instead of holding on to it. So you got to really, you know, I do a grounding cord meditation before I even touch anybody, before I even talk to any. After I stop working on them, I release them completely. I see that, you know, and it's, I wait until I'm really sure that they have left my etheric body, because sometimes I think I did it. And then I'm walking down the street and I'm thinking of the conversation that I just had, you know, or, you know, the work we just did. So I know that I didn't do my work good enough. So I really have to say that's what's coming up for me, that this work, this is big work, and you are very empathetic, you know, almost so much so that it could make you sick if you don't do this protection work really well, okay?
Oh, right.
So okay. Make sure you do that. And I'm sure the angels would agree that that is an important thing to learn how to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'll work on it more. Maybe I'm not doing it effectively enough or something, but...
Well, when you take... If you are working with someone, where do you come from? That's a question I'm going to ask. Where do you come from when you start doing the work? Are you in your out of your heart? Are you in your whole body? Are you coming from the universal love that comes through you? Where do you start from?
My heart and then the universal love.
Okay. All right. I would just give you a suggestion to do it the opposite way. Come from the universal love, and that will keep your heart, in a sense, from taking on any energy that person might want to give you that's not good for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I'm a Reiki master, too, but a lot of times, you know, especially if you're working with cancer patients, I work with lots of cancer patients. So cancer has its own energy. I mean, the more you do it, don't you see it? It's almost like a little green energy, and it is around them. And so you really have to start using your own sense of protection in the universal energy, in the angelic realms too. But you'll know, because what will happen is that when you're working with the universal energy, it's almost like you are not doing the work.
Okay?
You are not even invested in it at all. You almost are almost separate from yourself, and there's another person working. That's how it feels. It's almost like you give your guide permission to do what they have to do. They do what they have to do, and you then you just sort of almost end up your observer of what you're doing. That's how you know you're in the universal energy, because when you are feeling, when you're empathetic, you feel everything. You feel almost their pain, you know, and you almost feel sick sometimes to your stomach. I mean, when you're an empathetic healer, you have to be very careful that you're not taking on anything, okay? So
okay.
I'm getting that loud and clear that's why you called, because this will help you from not getting yourself sick.
Okay.
And that's important. You're going to be doing this work for a long time, so it's really important that you learn how to ground and protect and not let yourself, your heart, do the work, because you are such a beautiful heart. And that's not who needs to do the work. It needs to be almost your Merlin energy, you know, the one that, you know what I mean? You know, send him in and let him do the work and let him decide what to do, and you just be the observer of yourself.
Okay. Well, you know, I do tend to... put so much of myself into what I'm doing because I do love it so much. And I mean, before I do any work, I call in the Lord, my angels, the Reiki masters, my guides. But what I'll do before I even do that is which I don't usually do, which I guess I should, is ask for divine protection first and then call them in.
There you go. You got it. That is it. That's why divine soul came up when I pulled your card. That is probably the link, the missing piece that will keep you, in a sense, not doing the work yourself or not putting your empathetic self out there, you know, your feelers, but letting yourself stand aside and let the work be done through you, in a sense. Okay?
Okay, great.
So real important to keep you healthy and to do your, when you leave the person, cut your cords and put some water. If you don't know, put some water in your room. It's a really great conductor of negative energy. It kind of picks up the energy if there's some left behind. Do this, really. And when I work on people, I put a big bowl of water underneath my table. It changed everything when I did that. Really, really powerful. You'll see a big difference. You will just feel like you didn't pick up anything. You're just real clean when you leave. So,
And do you do sea salt? I've heard about sea salt.
I didn't. Oh, sea salt, yeah. I have a friend that does put sea salt in her water. And she said that really helps. But that was really, you know, it's just setting up your area. that they're going to come into, so it's good for you. Because remember that this is that you when you start to really get into some of this stuff, a lot of these energies love to stick around.
Yeah.
I mean, they really do. I've had them wake me up in the middle of the night, you know, and I'm like, I thought, you know, so they're still in my house, okay? So I'm just saying that it happens, and you know it does, because you just can't get this. You're just almost reliving the whole thing, and it's just like, so separating, learning how to separate, learning how to let their experience be their own and let the kind of anonymous person do the work in you, that you're kind of love, your love is doing the work, but it's not you. It's not the one that's going to be affected so that you have to be out of sorts or gain protection on a physical level. It's interesting. Most of the people I know, they start this work, they gain 30 pounds. True. Really. Every healer I know, by the time they have finished their work after 20 years, they've gained 30, 40, 50 pounds. And it's because they have to be, they're holding like this big barrel of protection and energy. And also, their body starts to get bigger, you know, energetically, so they physically get bigger too. And they, you know, everyone says, I don't know what happened to me. You know, I just start getting bigger. And it is, again, we started to look and you started looking at the protection level was not there. And once they started doing their work, purposely doing it, the weight just, even I have a friend that just had this happen, just started coming off them because they weren't picking up anything anymore. You know, it was real clean.
Okay.
So that's just, you know.
You know, I was thinking about your saying a new name. When I get ordained in December, I'm given a new name. Could that be the name that you're
on? Oh, yeah.
On?
A new name. That would be, that would make sense to me. That's why that came up. So that would be your name, that your minister name in a sense, right? That you'll
right.
be. Okay, yeah, that will be. Now, can you choose your own name?
That I don't know. I don't know if it's given to me or if I choose it.
Oh.
That I don't know yet.
Yeah. Let me see if a name comes up. I'm going to... Pele. Oh, Pele. Pele came up. Interesting. You do have Pele's energy. P-E-L-E, Pele. Pele is the a god of the Hawaiian god of the volcanoes. She's the goddess of volcanoes. And so she's the daughter of the earth and the goddess. And so she is really a powerful energy. And I would think that would be a really good Reiki energy, something really strong for you, Pele. Yeah. But, yeah, I would.
I like that.
Yeah, don't you? Pele is a beautiful.
Yeah.
And if you read about Pele, the goddess of, she's the volcano goddess. Very powerful. Yeah.
And that's P-E-L-I-E?
No, P-E-L-E, Pele. And she's the goddess of the Hawaiian volcano goddess. That's what she represents. So pretty powerful.
I wish I could go to Hawaii.
Well, I don't see that as not in an impossible wish. But anyway, we're gonna take another caller, if that's okay with you, Lorraine, all right?
Sure. Thank you for all the information.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
It sounds like this is going to be a marvelous journey.
It already, yeah, it really will be. And blessings will keep the highest good for you. And so everything that will work out for you will be a divine vision for us, right, Annie? I'm going to
yes,
thank Lorraine.
Yes.
Okay,
thank you so much, and
blessings.
Angel blessings, ladies.
Blessings, Lorraine. Okay.
Thank you, Lorraine. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're calling Heart and Soul Holistics. Can I take a call? Let's see, 847. I'm calling. Hello.
Hi, this is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. I'm fine. I'd love to know who my angel is.
Okay. I'm getting wait a minute. It's funny. I'm getting a few. Wait a second.
You're getting what?
I'm getting a few of them. There's it's like as if they're pushing out. They're like, wait, me first. Wait a minute.
I've had an angel since like teenager, I know that, you know, like things would happen and you'd say as a teenager, whew, thank goodness for that angel of mine.
Mm. Well, I'm trying to zone in because there's a few of them. It's not like they're pushing their way in. They're like, wait, I'm here first. I'm getting an S. I got to clarify. It's an SH name. Hang on.
Oh, I was feeling that too. SH sound.
And she's coming. I have to zone in though.
You just said her name.
I did.
That's my sister.
Oh.
We call her Shishi.
Shishi, that's what was coming to me, like Sheila, Sheila, Sheila.
You know, I just wrote down S-H-E.
That is amazing. Yes, absolutely.
I opened my eyes. Because I closed my eyes and I'm writing it because I want her to show me what it is.
Yeah.
And I got S-H-E, and then you went in and said that.
Oh, great. That's awesome. For sure, because that was so. Now, is your sister? You said that's your sister.
Yeah.
Is that right? She's on this plane, or is she on the other side?
She's on the other side.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
That's what I was getting. Okay. Yeah. Wow. So she is really with you. That's who you have been. When you feel that angelic being, or what you kind of get, is going on for you, it's her. So that's why she's came through so strong with us right now. Isn't that, it's wonderful. I love when they're so like, you know, it's funny, like before I do the show, I always go and I meditate, and I had so many lined up of different people that were lined up. And I'm like, okay, hold on. So, you know, she was, I get a twin energy. I don't know why that came up right when I heard Sheila. It feels like a twin energy. Is that possible?
Like, okay. It's there's three girls. We're all
okay.
Very far apart in age.
Okay.
But we're very close together.
Uh-huh.
And my dad, who is also passed on, used
mm-hmm.
to say that you I don't know if I can say this on the air.
Oh, sure.
my dad used to call us the Rhea sisters. Your diarrhea, your pyorrhea.
Oh, cute.
and he used to say, you know, you're like twins. That's all three of you.
Okay, so that's who I was. It was almost like a voice that was. It was a male voice that kept saying like twins, and so maybe I'm picking up on your dad who is talking. And I'm gonna just go out there. He says that. He's saying, he said, I was always there for them. He's like telling me, I was always there for them, even in my quiet nature, he's saying. Like he didn't have a lot to say, but when he did say something, you really listened. He had a good sense of humor. He's laughing. He has a very, very good sense of humor about things. He said that... he is always, he's telling me, tell her I'm always with her all the time. And yes, yes, he's saying, yes, I am the one that gives you those special thoughts. Or he said he has a fragrance sometimes. He sends us like a tobacco smell that sometimes you feel or smell around. And he's like telling me that's him. He's telling, you know, sometimes when you smell like his smell, he said, it's like he sends it to you. It's almost like he had his own smell. Like a pipe or something like that. That's what I'm getting. But
he was a perfume sprayer.
Okay, perfume. All right, that's what I'm getting. Okay, so we
and
are
I'm
talking
that,
to him.
I'm
yeah,
glad
totally.
That he's saying that because every time I would smell that, I'd say to Mom, "Oh, Sheila's here.
Okay.
Can you smell her?"
It's actually yeah.
Oh, it's Dad.
Yeah, Dad's saying it. That was him. He's saying he sends you fragrances. And so that's interesting because it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, he it's his way to get your attention in a sense. But, he's with your sister, so he's cool with it. So they're having a good time. He's showing me something like cards. It almost looks like a bingo card or some kind of cards he's playing. And he's laughing. He's got like this... grin on his face that he's playing cards, and he's got like his glasses down on his nose or something, and he's like laughing, and I'm seeing this like grin that he's still playing cards, he says, you know, and he's winning or something like that, and he's laughing about it. So I'm getting that he's having fun, he's exploring things, he's still like very vibrant of an energy, you know. And that's what you have to know, that, you know, they have not stopped being their beautiful self. They just that we can't see them is the only difference. But
when my sister was ill, mm-hmm. we would every Wednesday go to her house, me and my middle sister,
mm-hmm.
go to her house and play cards.
Okay.
And
yeah.
we played cards. And then when she got very, very ill, then we just turned it into visits where,
mm-hmm.
you know, we didn't stop seeing one another. We just turned it into chat time.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
when she passed away, we put cards in her, with her.
Oh, yeah.
To take
so
up to heaven to play with Dad.
Oh, well, he's there. He's so there. I mean, he's very clear. He was very clear when you were talking. Your sister actually hasn't had a word in edgewise. So, you know,
it's surprising because she's the doctor.
I know, and he probably just needed to say something, too, that he's been there, too. So it's real interesting. Now I'm getting a vibration of her. She's over to the left. So she says she's here. She's right there, right now, with you. She's telling me I'm right here. I'm right here. Tell her I'm right here. So I am seeing her on your left side right now. So I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to put your hand out
to my left.
Yeah, put your left hand out. And just wait a moment and see if you feel her touch you.
Ooh, wait. Ooh. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to freak out, Sheila. It wasn't a touch. It was like a shadow.
Yeah.
Even though my eyes are closed, it was
okay.
a shadow.
Okay.
I know she.
Well,
we work
yeah.
together,
mm-hmm.
and I'm at work.
And you're at work. Okay. And so you can see her there.
And so she's here sometimes, and sometimes I can, you know,
mm-hmm.
like I get it like a heaviness in my chest.
Yeah.
And I know that that's silly to say, but I get like a heaviness in the chest, and then I think, okay, is there something you want to tell me, something you want mm-hmm. to talk about? But I don't know how to talk to her, but I can always sense that
she's
here
around.
Because I look for her.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's just our middle sister is just struggling so much, and I want to help, and I don't know how to help her. And I was hoping my angels and my sister and my dad could tell me how to help my middle sister
mm-hmm.
and what to do for her, and if she could just, you know.
Accept it, yeah.
Well, she's going through something, and she won't share it with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the middle child, so I'm not going to let you go.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
I call every day, and my mom lives with us now. I hope Dad knows that we're taking care of her.
Yeah, yeah. I just heard Sheila say she's worried about addiction. She said she's doing something that she could become addicted. So she's. I think that's what you're picking up, is when somebody goes into somewhat of an addictive state, they kind of start to separate themselves a little. So maybe it's something you could just keep your eyes open for, and if there's an opportunity to talk about it, talk about it. She's saying you can definitely bring it up, and it would be appreciated. So, you know, it's kind of, it could be an alcoholic, it could be something that's just, even food, it could be, you know, it just doesn't, I mean, addiction could be many things. Could be antidepressants. Could be something that's not working for her, that she's saying addiction. She's telling me it's something that she's taking, and that it that there's something that's going into this girl's body that is so not, you know, agreeing with her. It's just making her more and more depressed in a sense, over and not being able to kind of figure it out. So if you can get her to kind of look at what she's doing, look at what she's taking, and see if it, you, she can get her off of it, it would be a good thing. You'll get your
All
sister
right.
back.
We'll
That's
see
what
she
was.
We'll
yeah.
see what we can do. I know she
yeah.
doesn't drink. None of us drink.
No, it wasn't. It didn't feel like alcohol. It felt like something she's taking. It could be hormones or something that is so not agreeing with her that she is just having a really hard time. So it feels
like she's breaking out in this rash all over.
I feel like it's like a pill. I'm looking at some kind of pill, and that's so not agreeing with her. And it could be a hormone reaction. It could be something that she's around. It's something that is not, yeah, that's all I'm getting. She was going this, showing me a pill, pill, pill. So all I'm saying is that she's trying to tell you that's what you get. That's the avenue that you can take to help
okay.
her. Yeah, okay.
I will do that.
Yeah, and it will work out. She knows that you know, there's such love and support in your family. It's just so beautiful. So you just have to trust that the angels are with you, too, with this one. So it's not you just doing it alone. You know, send the angels in first and say, okay, angels, you know, I'll be available, and I'm going to ask some questions about what are you taking? You know, are you taking anything? And I mean, she might be taking high blood pressure pill, something that is not agreeing with her, okay?
I just did that yesterday, so he okay. just put her on high blood pressure pills yesterday.
Yeah, okay, yeah. This is.
Well,
this,
I will tell them all that I love them very much.
I will.
And I miss them.
And Sheila says, she said, thanks for the flowers, she's telling me. Thanks for the flowers, she said.
We put a garden in the backyard for her.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's not quite blooming yet.
But she's thanking me for the flowers. She said, tell them thank you for the flowers. So they are, you know, you have two wonderful spirits on the other side. They are so there. So your father was beautiful. I loved his beautiful smirk of the cards. And so he is totally, you know, present for you at any time you need them. So don't worry if you can't. You know, they will help you as much as they can. That's
okay.
what she's telling me. And she can do lots of things, she's telling me. She doesn't, you just tell her, I can do lots of things. It's kind of funny. Now.
She's always like that.
Yeah, I can do lots of things. So I'm getting that. And I'm seeing that your thing that you used to do together, this business, she's like, she's asking me to ask you, is it something you really want to be doing?
Oh, it's not, but I don't have a choice. It's been
yeah.
very stressful.
Yeah.
I work like 19-hour days.
Yeah, that's what
so
she's
it's
saying.
It's been very stressful.
It's not something you really want to be doing. So she's saying, you know, to be honest with yourself. That's what she's saying. So.
I could be honest with myself, but I don't think
it won't change
the bill people
for
would
right
be.
Now, yeah. But, you know, you could start to look at your life as a little bit more taking on some of your life back. You know, maybe that's what she's trying to say is don't give it all away. You know, it's too precious.
Yeah. Well, I just turned 50 last week, so I've been kind of, you know, you turn 50 and you go through that. It's time to stop and say, have I reached my goals?
Mm-hmm. And like she's saying, what about that cruise? What is that? What about that cruise? I just heard her say, you know, like you wanted to do things, you wanted to go places, and you haven't done. You have to do that. She's trying to tell me to tell you to get busy on having some fun.
Well, the three of us were supposed to go on a cruise.
Oh, okay. What about that cruise? So you have got to go on a cruise, she's telling me. You tell her to go on that cruise, you know. She's mad that you never did it. So you got to do it, man. This is what big time. Even if it's 6 months from now, plan it out. Get, you know, mom going and everybody looking forward to something positive. She would be so,
yeah.
She's saying, she's like, I would be so happy.
Oh, that's sweet.
So, okay.
Well, thank you so much, and
you,
again,
yeah.
And thank you for your wonderful show.
Well, hey.
Well, Donna, happy birthday.
Oh, thank
yes.
you.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
I did.
I don't know about turning 50. I still got this on my head. Like,
oh,
you know,
yeah. only, you know, in my world, that's you're only halfway. Only halfway there.
That's for halfway, yeah.
Yeah, halfway is good.
Thank you so much, and have a wonderful evening.
Yes. Well, you can stay on and listen, and we're just going to take one more caller, okay?
I'm going to listen on my computer.
Okay, great. Well,
thank you.
Bye, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hi. Who are we talking to? 213 area code? Hold on. Sorry.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
It's my name's Joy.
Hi, Joy. How
Hi,
are
Joy.
You today?
I'm wonderful, thank you. And like the last lady, I would love to know who my angel or angels are and any guides that are working with me at the moment, if I may ask.
Okay. Well, first name that came in, usually this came pretty quick. Unless it's a spirit coming in, I got a Betty coming in. Tell me who this is. Somebody Betty. I'm thinking I'm getting a spirit.
Yeah, Betty. Is there anyone on the other side named Betty?
Not that I know of.
Any relative? No, so it's
no,
probably...
No, my grandmother was Isabella, and may have been Bella, but not Betty. I don't have any
Betty
relatives.
All right, let me get see if I can get an angel's name. I love your name.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bethany. That's maybe what was coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Bethany.
Bethany.
Bethany is your angel. She is so happy to come through here that you called in. She actually is the one that was urging you to call.
Really?
So if you had a did you feel a nudge of some sort?
I did, actually, yes. I felt I had to call. I didn't really know why, but I did feel I had to call.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was her. When Betty came in, it seemed quite unusual. That's why I thought maybe it was a spirit. But she's the one that nudged you, and she wants to tell you that she loves all the things that you do. She's constantly around you, and just she says it's a pleasure to be your angel. Did you have
okay.
a question?
Well, I just wondered if there's anything I should know about Bethany. You know, is it is there something in particular that she does?
Well. She wants you to always ask for any kind of help that you, and anything that you do in your work and in relax time. She wants you to know she's always with you side by side. If you're ever feeling sad or you need someone to talk to, angels are very good with to be with you in your thoughts. And they actually, when you just say, "Oh, angel, help me. I don't want to be sad," or "I want to be happy," they actually will take away and uplift you and put an idea in your head to take a walk and, take a walk or go take a trip somewhere. But it's very simple. Bethany is just, that's what she's telling me. She wants you to know she's always there for you, and she enjoys spending the time that she was given. She's given... angels, what an angel is for you and for all of us is they actually grow just as we grow in our lives. You actually assist them by calling on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we're on a path to become, do good and just to become wonderful beings, angels.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's what it is. She is actually growing with you, and she wants you to know that's who she is, and that's why you called in. And she—that's her message for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Mhm.
Did you get anything, Patty?
I was getting so many things.
Yeah,
boy. I was picking up about your. It was telling me about your son. Is there
mm-hmm.
some concern about your son right now? Something about your son?
Not recently. I have in the past, yes. He had a very lengthy illness, but we haven't been so concerned about him recently, but actually his grandmother is passing away at the moment, passing over, and maybe that could be something that might be a little setback for him. I don't know. She's... We're just just waiting for that to happen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that was why maybe we're picking up on the sun's energy. It felt like, yeah, I had a feeling that he had been sick and that you had been, like, really almost a nurse. That's what it felt like, you nursing. And I don't know, are you a nurse? No?
No.
No. Okay, but you felt like a nurse. Because your son and nurse came up at the same time, so that got me to think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, for some time, yeah, it was like that. To be honest, we never really found out what had happened, what exactly it was. And it took him a long time to recover, but he's actually been very good over the last year or two now. He's, I would say, almost fully recovered.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, yeah. And he is he close with the woman that's going to be passing?
Yes, very close.
Okay, yeah. I see him there at the passing, and I see him being really in, as almost like an angel for her too, so that she won't be afraid. I see him really holding a beautiful space and energy for her as she passes through.
Uh-huh.
And I think what will happen, and this is something that the Spirit's telling me, that your son is going to see that he has. A very strong intuitive and, in a sense, could become a medium himself. He is extremely sensitive, extremely. And after this experience that happens with him with his grandmother, he's going to be able to really understand how sensitive he is. She may come to visit him. He may have dreams of her. He's going to start to embrace this part of himself that he really didn't want to be that aware of, but he really has it. He knows he's had the gift for a long time, you know. So he's going to have it really right in front of his face now, and he's not going to have a chance to step out. You tell him to listen to this show, because I am telling him he is going to be an amazing healer and medium if he chooses to do that work. He's been waiting. He's been kind of pushing it aside for a long time. I don't know why. But if he just chooses to go into that field, and I know he's going to have opportunity if he starts to look, he will be a very big success in this, in a sense, and also help other people understand the other side.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, I think it is my older son. I do have two sons, but pretty sure we're talking about my older son. I mean, they're both close to their grandmother, but my other son has four sons himself.
Okay. Well, he's the one that's going to be with the mother, with the grandmother, the one that I see him actually sitting by her side as she passes through.
Okay.
He is the one that is going to be
right. So
having has a great insight into the other side, and he's going to start to get a real close feeling that he's going to see his grandmother still there. You know, there's not going to be a separation from this light to the other. So he's going to get that he has an amazing gift. And at first, he's going to be like, "Wow, this is interesting." But he's been seeing the other side. They keep telling me, "No, he's been seeing the other side for a while now." They say so. This is a wonderful experience for him. So I'm really congratulate him on this new placement of, in a sense, awareness that he's going to have in his life. It's going to really be of service if he knows, you know, on a spiritual level. It's going to really help people who feel a longing to connect with their loved ones on the other side. So I really have to say he needs to listen to the show, and he needs to know that this experience that's coming to him is really a gift for him, so that he can start to use his gift. Okay. And as for you, I saw the son in nursing. So you might be you. I'm seeing the nursing of your other son that was ill. Is why it felt like your energy is still with him and worried about him a little bit. So maybe that's why it took me in that direction. So all I get is I hear my guide saying, no, tell her he's okay. But they're telling me that he had some food sensitivities, great food sensitivities, and that was a lot of what was really – and also they showed me some parasites like a parasitic intestinal thing that was going on with him that he picked up from another country. So
true. He actually picked it up here. He lives in Ireland. I'm from Ireland.
Okay, yeah.
And he did pick it up in another country, and he became very ill. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what was the problem was with him. So he has to still maintain that he's aware that he had the parasites and start to take things to kill parasites and do a maybe cleanse every 6 months to keep them at bay. Okay, because once they're there, they can resurface any time, you know.
Right.
So they can have little eggs. So he really has. That's what they're telling me. Tell him to do a cleanse that kills parasites specifically. Another one,
okay.
So that they don't start to kind of take over his bowel again. That's really clear for me. So those two issues, I know there were questions for you, and I know you're the mother-in-law. If she feels like very light to me, so I'm guessing that she's leaving fairly soon.
Very soon.
Couple of days.
Yes, and she's 99. She would have been 100 next month.
Oh, wow.
But it's okay. It's her time, and she was ready. You know, she's been preparing. And,
yeah,
she's okay about it. Yeah.
100. See, I told you you're only 50% there, lady. And Donna was worried about being 50. No, we are 50% there. I love that vision because that really clarified that we are living way into the hundreds. And that's so when you're worried about being 50, don't, because you got 50 more wonderful years ahead. So, what is her name, the one that's going to be passing through?
Mona,
okay.
Mona,
M-O-N-A,
Mona.
Oh, Mona, M-O-N-A,
yeah.
Mona, okay. Well, I'm going to put out there, the other side is saying, yes, we're ready, we're welcoming her. She's, opened arms. I see a really big lineage of people waiting to embrace her. And so she will be, she will be really welcomed and loved. And so there's no fear. But I really get that this passing is going to be a big teacher for your son and letting him really see his gift. And so it's a beautiful thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Could I ask if you see me using any of my abilities like that? I've been told so many times I have all these abilities, and I'm there are certain things that I know, but I don't do anything with it as such. You know, do you think I'm going to do anything in the
I think, of course, when you have a psychic kid, you know what? The mom is the reason they have come through, is because the mom is the psychic.
Yeah.
It's the first draw, first energy that allowed the psychic or these entities, in a sense, these indigo kids to come through, but it comes through first the mom. So you had to be that already for these energies to come through. So of course you are psychic. Of course you have the gift.
Oh, well,
And do you, should you use it? You know the answer, don't you?
Well,
if you don't use it, it's like you've been given this beautiful bit of gold and you're just keeping it for yourself, So it's a wonderful gift to first get familiar with for yourself and also embrace, number one, and maybe take some classes. Sonia Charquette has some wonderful classes. Lisa Williams, the great medium and psychic, I've met her. I've worked with her, actually. She has some wonderful psychic classes that you can take. You're in America now, right?
I am, yes.
Yes. So you can look under Lisa Williams' site, and she has some wonderful classes that you could start to take. She's from England. I think that you guys, would hit it off. She's wonderful. She's one of my favorite mediums and teachers. She's just so lovely. So if you want to learn, I would definitely look into her classes. I know that you would be so blown away at the abilities you already have that she'll show you how to get to. So, and I can see you doing it. I think that you could, first you'd have to, figure out the medium that you want to work in. If you want to work with angels or wonderful, angels I think are very clean and clear. If you wanted to do more readings, like mediumship readings, then that's another way of getting in touch with spirit and guides and the other side. So she could show you how to listen to the other side and know what you're hearing is that other side. Because it's like you listen, but it's like a different voice that comes in. You know it's them. So you just have to trust what you're hearing. So I highly recommend it. I think that we are all, like Annie was saying, being accelerated into this field of arts, spiritual awareness, and we are needed, you know. We need the vibration that you hold when you do work like this is very high. So it affects the planet. It affects the people. It affects their energy systems when they are even listening to the other side. You are automatically go into a higher vibration, you know. So I really want you to be a part of it. So don't stop now. That's what I keep hearing. Simba said, tell her not to stop now. So, you know, it's really about not being afraid to venture out a little bit, you know, to just say, yeah, why not, you know. And, you know, I don't know why it took you this long. I think, you know, people just get kind of shut down sometimes. But the older you get, the voice gets louder if you haven't been listening to it.
Right.
You know, it really does.
Yeah.
You know. So for those that are young and that are listening, wow, isn't that awesome? But it really does sometimes happen over 40 and 50 where people are being called and they just can't stop listening. It's just they can't fight the feeling of having to do something on this in this particular realm. So anyway, love, blessings. I hope we answered most of your questions. Is there anything else that we could work with?
Not particularly. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Maybe my husband, you see us doing something together in it in the healing realm. If you have a moment, if not, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I kept getting to start when you were questioning about your ability to start small,
mm-hmm.
and of course, yes. If once you start small, as in first learning to, although you have the skill, and since it's been dormant, just hone in on what you. You can just ask spirit, ask angel, just say, angel, come to me in a dream and show me what I should do with my ability. And you actually get, do it for like about, you may not get an answer the next day, but keep a pen and paper next to you. Before you go to sleep, just say, angel, show me in a dream what I should do. Say it for about a week. I guarantee it, the very next time you wake up, you'll have an idea what you should be doing. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you'll incorporate that with along help with, it's always good to have a partner to
mm-hmm.
assist you and support
mm-hmm.
you in that type of, this type of work.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, what I got when I was looking at your husband, I actually saw him doing more herbs and gardening. That affected the etheric body. So more like it feels like he's a chemist or something, that, you know, he'd be really good at that, you know, of
mm-hmm.
compounding things and things like that that could help change vibrations or heal, or like lavender, things like that. I feel that he could do that aspect of healing really well. Is he very like analytical, your husband?
No. Well,
I mean, like could put things together kind of thing. You don't feel that he could do that.
Probably. You know, I really don't know, because he's very good with ideas and different things, and you know, it's been all business related for so long, but yes, he possibly does. He loves garden, by the way. He loves.
Yeah. Okay, so that would connect
flowers.
Him.
Flowers.
Yeah, so that would connect into the flower essences that are out there now,
mm-hmm.
that are really
mm-hmm.
wonderful healing tools. There really are powerful. I mean, I work with them a lot, and I have to say, when I do, things change rapidly when I use flower essences.
Right.
So I have a sense that if he's going to become a little bit more involved in the spiritual realms of this particular energy fields that we're talking about. That would be where he could go, that he'd feel really good at, you know, and love.
Mm-hmm.
So, because to me, you have to do what you love to be effective.
Of course.
You know, come from that loving place. So I believe that because he loves flowers and gardening, it feels like that's where he will be given the gifts that the angels can work with him. you know,
right.
through lavender
yeah.
And you know, and tinctures that he could start creating. So I think
right.
when he starts to go more into the retirement mode, I'm going to say that because
uh-huh.
he's not doesn't feel like he's
what?
Ready to go there yet
right.
completely, that could be something. And it may be within the next 2 to 3 years that he's really going to start weeding off work
yeah.
and get more into the garden. But it's all good.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's going to happen. And the more, and it will give you time, too, to explore your avenues of spiritual questions that you have that you can learn. So I think that to me is ultimately where you'll come. You're going to go, you're going to take a left, he's going to take a right, and then you're going to meet in the middle. That's what it feels like.
Okay.
But as for him being like right next to you doing it, I don't see that. I see that he's going
right.
to go in an
different
area.
Things, yes.
Yeah, an area
yeah.
that feels right to him,
that's
but it's all good. It's all like being held up.
Yeah.
I feel like it's all being held up in this great place of healing.
Uh-huh.
Thanks.
Yeah. We have helped people a lot, you know, in just in their life. I think our being with us seems to help a lot of people in their situations at the moment.
Yeah. So you are already, you know, giving, you know, that's what it feels like. You have already been a healer in many aspects of your life so far.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's not like you need to do something different. You don't. You just maybe need to just do something that is a little different, that brings you a little bit more fun, you know, I mean,
right.
through the healing,
yeah.
you know. So I kind of get that that's ultimately what we do anyway. We find what makes us feel good. And then through that, either let it be art or or music or something that you can, your gift can really be given with joy and love, you know. And that
yes.
to me is ultimately
yeah.
the gift that you want to give, you know. And
absolutely.
So because it's a win-win. It makes you feel well, good, and it makes them feel well getting it. So I guess that, you know, that's coming to you more, that you're going to start to explore avenues within yourself that are gifts in themselves. You know, that you can give to another because you have learned this new thing. So,
right.
Mediumship is something you could do. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I've been told a lot.
Yeah. yeah, that's like, you know, that's different than Reiki. That's different than a lot of things. So that is
yeah.
really one I recommend highly. So, it's something that you'll just be like, wow, that's so much easier than I thought. So just like your son.
Thank you.
Yeah. Blessings, love. And we'll talk to you soon, so let us know how it goes if you happen to catch a show.
Absolutely.
And you want to share something with us, that would be wonderful.
Thank you, Joy, for the
thank
call.
You.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so very much. I really appreciate your time. It's a wonderful show.
Oh,
my first time on it, but thank you.
Yeah, well, tell your friends about it because that's what we're hoping to do with this show is really reach as many people so to get it more out there. So if you have any friends you want to email them the show, do that for us. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Thank
all
you.
All right, love.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, well,
take
have
care.
A wonderful day, and we'll talk to you again.
Wow.
Bye.
That was a wonderful call.
Yeah.
It was a high energy. I like the energy.
Yeah. I know. Wasn't that great? Interesting how we're starting, the other side is coming through. You feel that? Like all of a sudden they're lined up. It's like, okay, they're all in a good space I can start talking to.
Yeah. I never experienced that before. And it could be because of our merging of our spirits. So that's, and our energy, me and you.
No. That was a good one. I was like, wow, that was good. I know, it was real interesting because, like, you know, I really get that we start to elevate the energy,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden the other side is right there and ready to talk, and we probably have tuned into it, too, by having the energy of the group, you know, sharing, and this starts to kind of elevate, and then all of a sudden then we're, and for me that's how it happens, you know, everybody says, oh, well, how can I talk to my, you know, I don't know if they're going to come through. I always think, I really wish I could make them, but if they're not there, I can't, you know, I always invite them in, but a lot of times they're busy, you know, and they're not going to be talking.
Right.
Anyway, I always think I wish I could just like do that, but it doesn't work that way. Even when I went to see some of these wonderful, profound mediums, they just stand there and they just take the people that are coming. They say, you know, George is here and he's looking for Mary, you know, and
uh-huh.
so that's kind of how they do it because really we just don't know, you know, you don't know if they're going to come through or not. So that was really special that and the father and
oh yeah,
yeah, Sheila. Anyway, love.
Can you believe this? How the time flew?
I know, it's just telling us that times are up. So
yeah.
I welcome everybody to our next show, and I will be posting it as soon as we know. So keep us on your board to listen to. And everyone, thank you again for calling in. And I will put you all in my prayer boards and envision the highest good for everyone today. And blessings, everyone. And Annie, I love you.
I love you too, Patty. Thank you.
It's wonderful working with you. Bye bye, everyone.
We'll talk soon.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Well, it's not controlled by you.
No, it's controlled by your employer.
No, but it's not controlled by your employer.